This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is poised to update its workplace harassment laws. CPR's Banta Berklin has more.
Lawmakers have given final approval to eliminate the legal standard that requires harassment to be severe or pervasive. Supporters say it would make it easier to sue an employer for sexual and workplace harassment. A number of other states have already changed that legal standard. I'm Banta Berklin, CPR News.
Several news outlets are suing Denver Public Schools for footage from a closed board meeting held after the East High shooting. CPR's Paolo Jalcida.
The lawsuit asks a Denver District Court judge to make DPS release the entire five-hour recording of the executive session. The outlets argue the closed-door meeting violated transparency laws. Board members held the emergency session to discuss safety after an East High student shot two administrators and died by suicide. They ultimately voted to bring armed officers back into high schools without public discussion. State law requires government policy to be discussed and decided in public. I'm Paolo Jalcida, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers have written a letter to their colleagues in Montana criticizing their decision to ban a transgender legislator. CPR's May Ortega has more.
It was spearheaded by Brianna Titone, Colorado's first transgender lawmaker, and signed by more than 60 of her colleagues, including two Republicans. Montana's Republican-led legislature banned its only transgender member after she spoke out against a bill banning gender-affirming care for minors. She's suing to try to regain access. I'm May Ortega, CPR News.
And there's more news at CPR.org.